At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ. At Nopa Fish at the Ferry Building, San Francisco, California, Chef Lawrence Jossel, my friend. How are you, Chef?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling really good, in fact.
Something smells fishy here.
That's not a good thing to say in a fish restaurant, mate.
It smells good fishy. Nopa Fish, well, I know what's behind Nopa and the name, but you tell our listeners who are new to this, what's behind the name Nopa Fish?
Sure. Well, I mean, we are in the Ferry Building, and I've had a special relationship with this building for more than two decades. I shop this market every Tuesday. I shop this market every Saturday for our biggie girl, Nopa. And one day my friend Joe, who's a fishmonger, said, that might be an opportunity. And I've been trying to coerce these people to let me in this building for years. I wanted to do a burger thing. We've got some competition. They won't let me do that. I want to do a fried chicken thing. I don't know. It doesn't work. Anyway, this fish market was here before in this very space.
That's right.
And the gentleman who ran it for 17 years. And he did really well. Lots of fans. Lots of people coming back in saying, we're so glad to have something back in here again. And we have our cheese. We have our bread. We have our meat. You know, we have such interesting stuff going on here. But there's no fish.
Right.
People have to come here on Saturdays outside. So what a perfect opportunity to showcase our coast, but also an interesting take or a different take on some of the classics. We're working with the locals in here, Acme Bread, and I developed a beautiful Japanese milk bread that we're serving lots of underneath a beautiful egg salad and shrimp thing. We've got a fried rockfish sandwich on that as well.
Yes, please.
Kind of banh mi style. I don't know. I think we're just hitting the tip of the iceberg. And as you can hear in the background, it's always a party in this place.
It is. Well, I should mention, friends, of course, it's Pride Month of June. Some of our drag superstars are having a little disco party along the way. Let's talk about the fish.
Sure.
Chef, what kind of fish are you serving? I know folks can come. There's a counter here. If they want to pick up some fish to go, like a fish market, they can. What are the offerings?
So if you walk into the space, the first thing that's going to hit you is this jewelry case of fish. Pretty fish. Most of it off our West Coast. Every once in a while, we'll throw some scallops in there or maybe some lobster tails or something. But if people ask for that stuff. But I really, really, really love local. And I love everything from, you know, Alaska down through Mexico. We have access to a lot of cool stuff. Lots and lots of local halibut at the moment. We've got tuna coming out from Southern California. I'm learning a ton about fish, I have to say.
Well, you know, the bounty here on the West Coast, my nose led me here, and it was looking for one thing, fish and chips.
I know.
So it's right before me here. I've already had a bite. You've already won me over. Going to say this, probably the best fish and chips, newly concepted fish and chips I've ever had. I mean, talk us through it. The fish and chips at Nopa Fish.
What's it all about? Nice. So we're going through the process of trying to figure out what we're putting on this menu.
By the way, as you describe what's here, I'm going to eat the Nopa fish and chips.
I respect that.
Talk me through it.
I will. So what we've done is we've taken beautiful local rock cod, tiny little brine and salt, and then we make a little batter, most, you know, crispy batter. But in the batter, I put a Moroccan spice mix called Ras Al Hanout. We do the same thing with our chicken at Nopa. And it just brings out this interesting, different flavor, you know? Fish and chips are always the same, and I just wanted to make it different. You still get the fish. The chips are dusted with a beautiful spicy cumin. And then we're serving a little harissa aioli with it. And instead of lemon, we put lime, a little bit of herb. It's moving. I think we've sold today about 60 of them.
Well, you know what's wild? Not once did I consider asking for ketchup.
Right.
And that's rare for me. That's because this aioli satisfies. It satisfies with the fish and with the bounty of chips. That's a healthy portion.
It is. They should be crispier as we're sitting here.
No, it's perfect.
All right.
And I also love that it's a little lime to squeeze on top. Often it's lemon.
Right.
So you're going the lime way.
Well, it's very hard. You know, when I cook pasta for Italians, I get a little nervous. When I do fish and chips for a Brit, even nervous.
Well, here's the good news. I'm actually an Irishman in disguise. I just put the accent on. I'm really an Irishman. So,
okay. Yeah,
what do I know about fish and chips?
What's Irish and stays out all night, Liam?
No, please tell me.
Patio furniture.
Oh, Jesus. You know, you're never more than 2 minutes away from a joke with Chef Lawrence Jossel. Local brews I have in my hand. I don't know if this is local, is it? El Sully?
Echo in America.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, this my wife Holly chose for you. What do you think?
We love Holly. I love the beer. Yeah. By the way, of course, as we know, battered beer. Beer battered.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't batter the beer. You put beer in the batter.
Right.
Is there beer in the batter?
There's beer in the batter.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I mean, it'd be rude not to, right?
I'd be horrible not to. Although, I think we need to work maybe taking the beer out every once in a while and doing a gluten-free version.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, I'm right across from the Mariposa Baking Company.
Yeah.
And I see a line out the door every morning for the people who can't handle the gluten. And I respect that.
And so would you do both? Would you give that as an option maybe down the road?
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the meantime, I do a fish sandwich, kind of with the same fish, but I've also got a tofu version.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I was looking for tofu, something I don't know a ton about. It's actually not made of toes.
It's not?
Which I just learned.
Wow. Orfu.
No, orfu. But I found tofu. I live on 18th at Connecticut.
Yeah.
There's a tofu company, Wo Chong, that's been there since the 70s. And I popped in the other day and I found organic tofu. And it's great. So I open my door, I walk about 25 steps, and I buy tofu on the way here.
And aside from those offerings, aside from the beer, aside from the fish and chips and all the fish in the counter, you also have some wines. What are the wine offerings here?
You know, we've gone very very local and very limited amount. Our wine director, Gretchen, has put a very light red together. We've got our Chardonnay, a Sauvignon Blanc, a nice rosé. But, you know, we've also got the wine merchant down the hall. And so we don't want to step on toes. In fact, they've been kind enough to say, send your food over here with people. You can use our dining room and they'll drink our wine. And actually, a couple nights ago, somebody opened a bottle of their wine in here. Not a problem. I love it.
It's a lovely little community here, isn't it?
I love it.
What does it mean, though, to be in the Ferry Building? Lawrence, I know you've had this relationship 2 decades. You're here at the market. So to finally have your space here, the Nopa Fish Shine, what does it mean personally to you?
To me, it's a great honor. It really is. I mean, I've always loved this building. I love that we're all so food-focused in San Francisco, and this seems to be a culmination. And I think if this concept is good, if people respond, if it makes any money at all, I think we can do more of these. And what better place to launch a concept than the most interesting building in San Francisco?
And I have to ask you, another fan favorite, one of my favorites, is a little clam chowder. Are you going to go down the clam chowder route down the road?
Well, I'll tell you what. Again, you open a fish place, everybody wants clam chowder, right?
Yeah.
I don't want clam chowder. You know why?
What's that?
Because I know where the clams come from.
Oh.
And if you're buying clams that aren't local, like you're opening them up here, they come in a can.
Yeah.
Or they come in a bag, and they're frozen, and I just don't like it. So we have something really special here. We smoke our own trout. It's McFarland Spring Trout. It's in Lassen County.
Yep.
We bring in this beautiful trout. We brine it in molasses, brown sugar, salt, and beer, and then we smoke it over cherry wood. Now, in a clam chowder, you'd put smoky bacon. Well, instead of the bacon, I use the trout.
Ooh, nice.
And then right now it's summer, so we're putting corn and potatoes and basil in it. And now we have a smoked trout chowder, which is way better than that boring old clam chowder.
I hear you. Most important question, because everyone at home wants to know, where'd you get your haircut?
Well, I have to admit, it's been a while.
Friends, I'm kidding. Lawrence and I go to the same barber. And last year, I was sitting there, and I go to pay my bill, and they say it's already been paid, because this kind man paid my barber bill. So a little joke there. Chef Lawrence, I know you have a great relationship with the farmer's market and food-wise. The Sunday celebration coming up.
Right.
Summer celebration is coming
up. Summer bash.
Yeah,
we're bashing.
Why do you love Summer Bash by food-wise here at the Ferry Building?
Well, I batter, they bash.
Yeah.
It's kind of violent.
It's a win-win.
I think that food-wise is a really important thing. I mean, I've watched you MC so many of these things, Sunday Suppers and the Summer Teeny.
15 or 16 years.
Yeah, I've done it since we opened 19 years. I just wanted to one-up
you. Yeah.
So Summer Bash, yeah. we have a presence here. So anytime there's a Ferry Building anything now, we will definitely take part in that. And we are producing, even as we speak, because it's coming up on Sunday, we're doing arancini.
Nice.
We're doing these beautiful little shrimp and rice fritters. We're going to serve a little basil pesto underneath them. There's Parmesan in there. And we're using this incredible rice.
What kind of rice?
So I started making arancini at Nopa. Like every cook in San Francisco, you make a big batch of risotto. You have leftover risotto. What do? You make arancini. Mm-hmm. Then I spent a little time in Sicily about 3 or 4 months ago, looking at fish markets, because that was our goal. And they have something there called arancina. Mm. They're big. They're about as big as your fist.
Yeah.
And people walk around. It's street food, right? And they stuff them with everything. Yeah. Eggplant to seafood to, dirty laundry, whatever. They just stuffing these arancina. And what's interesting in Italy, they're so romantic. As you get closer to the Mount Etna, they start to change shape and they become volcanic in shape.
Wow.
But, okay. And in the rest of Italy, they call them arancino.
Yeah.
And Sicily, arancina. And in plural would be arancini. Regardless. As you're researching this, the shorter the grain, the better.
Yeah.
Because and the risotto, the arborio, or Villa Nona, gets a little mushy.
Yeah.
So sushi rice actually makes the best arancini.
So,
and when we started looking for sushi rice and who's growing the best sushi rice, I ran across this woman named Wendy just recently. It's a new relationship. And she is an architect with her partner. 40 years in architecture. They actually designed Aqua.
Yeah. Wow.
Right? And they did some work in here. They did boulettes in here. They did bar jewels. Really interesting foodie people.
Yeah, yeah.
She's Hawaiian Japanese, and she loves rice, knows a ton about it, and started growing this rice in Sacramento 4 years ago.
And it thrives there?
Oh, yeah.
It's called the heat and the
Luna Koshikari. Easy for me to say.
Okay. Will you share the link? Because we've talked about it. People are going to say, what was that?
There's a bag of it right there. Luna Koshikari.
Love it. Lawrence, this is so exciting to be here. I'm so happy to have a place I can come and have fish and chips. What I love about you is your passion, but with it, your seriousness about the food, the quality of it. You're serious about community, but you do it with a sense of fun. So thank you, my friend.
It's my great pleasure.
Last word with you for those. This is a great handshake.
Thank you.
For those who've not yet been to Nopa Fish here at the Ferry Building in San Francisco, why should they come?
Because we're paying a ton of people. Really, really, help me, help me.
Help me.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a great place to hang out. You can do way more than just eat dinner here or lunch here. We're right on the water. We're in the heart of San Francisco. There's a very sexy statue across the street.
Oh, the big lady. Yeah.
Yes.
Stunning.
Yes.
Finally, sorry, I keep on saying the last question.
Yeah.
But who are your neighbors here at the Ferry Building?
Well, I'm really excited that I'm right next door to my friend Knight, who's got this Cambodian place called Lunette, and they're doing a great job, and they were very welcoming. We're across from Mariposa. We've got, Boulettes down the street. I'm fans. In fact, this morning at
so
8
good.
This morning,
so good.
I saw them at the market in San Rafael, you know? And so we should probably get together on that one.
And you're not the only fun guy here.
I'm not the only fun guy, because we've got Far West fun guy.
Yeah, that's
sweet. Rakuti chocolates, I can spy. We got olive oil. We got a new Bernal cutlery.
Ooh.
Where I go and salivate.
I mean, spoiled for those who've never.
This is just this side of the thing, you know.
And then the market, of course, Tuesday, Thursday, the big market day. Saturday, 8 o'clock until 2.
And Saturday, they say that you do 40% of your business on a Saturday here.
Because
20 plus thousand people walk through this building on a Saturday.
I believe it.
So
I'm one of them.
This will be our first Saturday. And I'm a little bit scared, but I'm very excited.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Good things happen to the good people. Love
you,
Chef.
Thanks for the support.
Friends, Chef Lawrence Jossel, do yourself a favor. Come one, come all. Nopa Fish. You'll find them in the Ferry Building. Come and enjoy all the offerings, the fresh fish you can take home. Enjoy for dinner. I say stay here for the fish and chips or the crispy tofu sandwich or the smoked albacore melt. And then if you love your seaweed potato chips, who doesn't? Enjoy those too. It's all happening here at Nopa Fish. More at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. That's what it is.